It's The Crush, 95.9 and 95.5 streaming at KarisH.com. Joni Mitchell, help me. Well, it is time for From Farm to Table. Thrilled to welcome in studio Amy Ricard. I'm going to let her introduce herself here.
Hi there. I'm Amy Ricard, Community Resources Manager with Ag and Open Space. And surprise, we are still here. The Farm Bureau needed a bit more time to find a new host, and we loved it so much, so we decided to stick around a little bit longer. But the Farm Bureau will be back in March, and Misty had to get back to her real job, so I'm going to pinch hit, and I'll be your host for the next few weeks. Today, we are excited to welcome one of our agricultural easement landowners, Robert Camozzi, a fourth-generation dairy farmer in the Two Rock Valley. Robert, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So, Robert, we would love to hear about your experience as a dairy farmer. Can you tell all of us about what you do?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a fourth-generation dairy farmer here in Two Rock. My ancestors emigrated to the United States back in the late 1800s and dairy farmed. And so basically I'm doing the same thing that my family's done for four generations. And we grow grass. Our cows eat the grass, and we sell a local product. And so, we've done that for generations. We're proud of it, and we're proud to support our local community.
And just curious, you're selling the dairy. Do you sell it to local, for local milk or yogurt, or where do you sell the dairy?
Okay, so my great-grandfather started the Petaluma Cooperative Creamery in 1913, and our family sold milk into that creamery until the 1980s. And then we went to a private company for a while, and then we went back to started our own co-op. And so about 5 years ago, we started a co-op with some of our neighbors, and we supply all the local clover, Strauss, Bellwether, all the local farms. We supply them with our milk. Our co-op kind of balances them. If they need milk, we sell it to them. If they don't, we buy their milk, extra milk.
That's great. I love all of those brands. So thanks so much. I'm curious, you have an Ag and Open Space conservation easement on your property. What led you to wanting to work with us to conserve your property?
Well, as a young boy, I grew up on a farm with my dad and three uncles and 17 siblings, 17 brothers and sisters and cousins.
Oh, my goodness.
And I always dreamed of having my own farm. And so when it was my turn to branch out, my dad and I, we looked at a local farm that was for sale, and it was for sale in seven parcels. And the Mickelson family was done farming, and they were interested in selling the ranch, and they had it parceled out, and we could only afford to buy four of the seven parcels. So on a handshake agreement with Max and Joni, we said we would approach Open Space and try to generate funds to buy the rest of the ranch, with an eye on organic farming, and with organic farming, we need land to graze the cows and the heifers. And so we developed the relationship. At that time, it was Stuart and Dave Hansen. Mm-hmm. And they came out here and they decided, we're interested in the Two Rock Valley. And we started our relationship back then, and it's been a very good one up till now.
Oh, that's great. And so since you've had an easement on your property for several years, how do you see that easement as benefiting you as a farmer and also as benefiting the community as a whole?
Well, as you guys know, the Sonoma County has seen, this open space started, I think, over 25 years ago.
Well, actually 35. We're celebrating 35 this year, so 1990.
There you go. Okay. And so the residents of Sonoma County seen the need to keep their farmland open and have open spaces. So when they voted that in, they made a commitment to agriculture to say, hey, we want you to be here. And so, going down the road, Measure J, look what happened with Measure J. We've seen overwhelming support mm-hmm. for Measure J for the people of Sonoma County. And, it's good to be loved and good to know that you're wanted. And we feel that the residents of Sonoma County want to see their land open. They want to see open pastures and cows grazing.
Right.
So we're very fortunate.
Right. And know where, you know, have a place for local food to be grown and fiber and support, you know, multi-generational families. And we also know that those open grasslands also can sequester carbon on our behalf and help kind of be part of the climate solution, too. So I think that's another benefit of agricultural lands and conserving our farms and ranches here, too. So we thank you as well for working with us and conserving your land. I'm sure this will also resonate with many listeners, but I'd love to hear about some of the challenges that you've faced and that you see facing farmers and ranchers, you know, now and historically.
Well, I can honestly tell you, I've been around dairy my whole life. I've been following my dad and uncles around since I was five. And so that's been about 55 years. Hard to believe, but it's been a long time. And we've seen a lot of things come and go, a lot of fads come and go. And, you know, right now our biggest challenge is the unknown. And, and you know, we got this avian virus going around, and we get it from chickens. We can't get it from chickens. It can go to people. You know, there's a lot of things we don't know, and that part of it worries me for the future. I mean, as far as everything, you know, managing our farms and our cows and our workers and our family, it's all stuff I'm born and bred to do. Mm-hmm. But the unknown is really what worries me for the future. Is, you know, is something going to come and wipe us off the map? Mm-hmm. You know, I hope not. But we've got a very good state and a very, very good state and county support for our agriculture here that tries to help us through all of this.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think even just in my lifetime, which is a little bit shorter than yours, you know, you see things like drought and you just see market changes and things like that. And so I do think it's important that, you know, our community, our local government continues to support agriculture. And certainly that's what our agency's trying to do with, you know, helping conserve land and give our local farms and ranchers a little bit of a leg up in terms of infusing a little bit of capital and helping them stay on their land and keep the land in agriculture. So hopefully that's working. So just to shift gears just a little bit, you know, and on a little bit of a positive note, what do you think makes Sonoma County so special?
Oh, the people, the diversity of the people. And everybody here wants to be here. They're nice. They're courteous. You know, I mean, there's a few bad apples out there, outliers that you read in the newspaper. But for the most part, the people I come in contact with in Sonoma County, they're all very nice people. They're very supportive of agriculture. They appreciate what we do, you know, and they want to be part of the local movement, you know, because, you know, it's no different than my wife buying eggs. Instead of going to the store, we go a mile down the road and get our eggs. She knows they're going to be there. She trusts the people that raise the chickens, that market the eggs. And so I think local means a lot. And I think going forward, people are going to be, you know, very happy to know where their milk comes from and how we treat our animals and take care of our land. You know, all things that I was raised, taught as a young boy to do. And I think Sonoma County appreciates that. I really do.
Yeah, I agree. Well, yeah, you heard it here, folks. It's beautiful. Buy local, support your local farmers and ranchers. And thank you so much, Robert. We really appreciate your time today.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.